There you go. So you were saying that your parents would be the ones who would tell you.
Yes, uh-huh.
That there were certain places that.
That you weren't allowed to go, you know, mm-hmm. or you'd have to go around to the back, mm-hmm. you know, if you went there. Mm-hmm. And so it is best not to go at all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was there much tension between those two communities in Lafayette, or?
I don't remember it being too much tension mm-hmm. During that time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, I don't remember. Because like I say, the people knew where they were welcome and they knew where they weren't, so mm-hmm. you just don't go, that's all. Mm-hmm.
Was there any Klan activity?
Yeah, I used to hear of them, yes. Okay. We used to have, at night, I can remember, they say they'd be dressed with white sheets, you know, they'd be coming through the town or something. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get to see them. I guess we'd be asleep, you know, young kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we did used to hear about them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we'd hear about them killing up some people. Because I remember one time in another little town they killed a man, but I didn't know what it was all about. I just heard them saying, you know, the man was killed by these people in with the white sheets, white hoods on, you know. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't realize what Klans was. Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, you just sort of stayed with your own people?
Yeah, with my own people, that's right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, got along together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you worked for a year at this one family's home,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then did you get another job after that?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I got another job working for another family and doing the same thing. And by that time, how old was I? I was 16. And I met my first husband in 1924. I had gone to that town with my pastor and his wife. I used to sing. I was a soprano in church. Mm-hmm. And we were having what they call a revival meeting at this church. Mm-hmm. And I was introduced to him, you know, the people around there and all, and we didn't say anything to each other then, but let me see, that is 24, 25, 1926, my pastor died suddenly. Mm-hmm. So he and his pastor, they came to the funeral that was in Lafayette, mm-hmm. and it was after his funeral that we started corresponding through mail. Mm-hmm. That was in March of 1926. And in September, he came to visit and to ask, he asked for me because we had got serious through mail. Mm-hmm. So my mother consented. Mm-hmm. Then he came back in December, and that's when we got married, mm-hmm. 1926, December the 16th.
So you really hadn't been around him very...
No. Uh-huh. No, I hadn't.
Mm-mm. You had just written?
Just through mail. Uh-huh. Corresponding through mail. And married in 1926, and I moved to his hometown. And in 27, we had a son, David Lewis. And in 1928, we came out here.
Okay. Now just to backtrack a little, when you change jobs... in 24 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Was that for more wages? Or
yes.
Just, were you making?
I was making a little $2 more. Well, that was $2 more.
Sure. So you're making about $9
uh-huh.
a week?
Yes, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And doing the same thing?
Doing the same thing, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so you worked for them a little longer
than
for maybe a couple of years?
Or yes, just about. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then... Which town was he from?
LeCount.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, LeCount.
The
more northern? Uh-huh, northern part. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, Louisiana.
How far away was that from?
Oh, I would imagine roughly 500 miles, I imagine. Mm-hmm. take, you know, less, might be less or more, but at least about that.
It was a long journey.
Mm-hmm, it was, uh-huh.
And so you wrote to one another for...
From March.
From March to September.
To September.
6 months. And we're getting serious.
Yes.
What kinds of things would you write about since you hardly knew each other?
Well, we both were church members, and we talk about the churches, what was going on, and then we talk about ourselves, you know, and we quote scriptures, you know, to each other about what the scripture says, you know, when a man gets married, when a woman gets married. That's that's how we did it.
Yes,
that's right. Yes.
So, your mother consented you to be married. How old were you?
I was 16.
16.
I was 17 the same month. See, I married on the 16th, and I was 17 on the 27th.
Did you, between when you were, when he asked for you in September, and in December when you were married, did your mother talk to you at all about sexual relations in marriage or birth control or anything like that? So you had no idea?
I had no idea what to expect.
And you'd never, had you heard anything from, imagine being, since you were seeing each other in church, you probably didn't.
That's right.
But, so there had never been any sort of whisperings or anything that you were aware of?
No.
How did you finally find out what was going on?
We finally managed. After a while, it took a while.
So had he been given much information or anything?
I really couldn't tell you whether he had or not.
But nothing on birth control or anything like that? When you got married, what did you... foresee the future as being at that point?
Well, it's been a bright future. I was in hopes of, anyway. I said I wanted four children, two boys and two girls. And I had eight boys and one girl. She's a twin to a boy. Yes, that's what I had.
So when...
I did have my oldest son passed in 78.
So when you were about
16
or 17?
17. Just turning 17.
And what was he doing at that time?
He worked at the railroad, on the railroad.
So he already had a job?
Oh, yes, he had a job. Yes,
Had he gone through school at all?
Yes, he went to school. Yes. Yeah, he went to school. I think he went through the eighth grade. Yes.
And
he had to walk about 3 miles to school.
So did you moved up to Lecompton?
Yes,
And so you were away, that was your first time really away from your family?
Yeah, it really was. Then I came back, let me see, that was December, January, February. I think in March I got so lonesome I had to go back home and see my parents. But then after that, I was all right after I went home, you know, on a visit. And when I went back, well, I was okay. I guess I missed them, you know. Yeah, so. We were anticipating on coming out here, too. See, my mind was on coming out here.
Had you thought of that from the beginning, or of coming to California from the start, or was,
Well, he had, because he had two sisters out here and a brother that lived here already. They came here in 1920, when they came to California.
Did they live in Los Angeles?
They did live in Los Angeles. One of them, she's in Oxnard right now, but the other two, they passed away, but they did live in Los Angeles. All three of them lived at that time in Los Angeles.
And so he was planning on joining the rest of his family out here.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he, what did he do on the river?
Oh, you know, he was kind of like a lead man. On that, you know, the men was working, putting on some new, what they call cross tires, you know, on the railroad. And that's what they were doing, replacing the tires on the railroad. And he was the lead man, like.
So that gang.
Yes, of that gang. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
the Rock Island Line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know roughly what kind of wages he made with the
financial? I can't remember exactly. What was his wages at that time? I really don't remember. I know it was $25 a week or every 2 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm. So it was a step up from where you had been in.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where did you live in Richmond?
Oh, we roomed with an old lady. Uh-huh. She had a 3-bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we had our own bedroom and we had the use of the facilities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did LeConte's community seem much different than the community?
No, no, it didn't. No, uh-huh. They were just strange people, you know. But they was all on the same mm-hmm. balance, like. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did were things any different there? I remember you telling me the story about his sister ordering the ice cream, but.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't any different. The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing going on there too. Mm-hmm.
So, you had a son.
Yes.
Was mm-hmm. he born at home?
And yes, he was born in LeConte. In 1927, October the 6th, 1927. And my husband came out here in February 1928.
Mm-hmm.
Then I followed 2 months later in April mm-hmm. of 1928.
Now, when your son was born, was there a doctor there?
No, midwife. His mother.
His mother?
Yeah, his mother was a midwife, and she delivered the grandson.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So was that, had she been telling you along the way what to expect or anything like that in terms of the delivery?
No, they didn't tell me nothing, honey. I didn't know nothing till the day of the delivery.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, they would just tell me how to be careful, you know, while I was carrying the child, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But what to expect, I didn't know.
But she was there for that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, now how old was he then when you moved out?
6 months old.
6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And did you come by railroad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have passes?
Yes, we had a pass from Alexandria, Louisiana to Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That's how far the Rock Island Line, you know. And then I had to pay my way from Tucumcari here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, had he already found a place to live and go?
Yeah, well, we were living with one of his sisters.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And where were you living in Los Angeles?
Oh, no. East 48 Place.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. 1400 by 1468. East 48 Place. Mm-hmm.
Did he have a job here already?
Yes, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh. Well, when he first came here, he shined shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't find anything to do, so he was shining shoes. But then later, there's a building going up on Alameda in the 4200 block. His brother-in-law was working there, so he got him on.
Mm-hmm.
It was Whiting and Need at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they built bathtubs. Bathroom fixtures, you know, the bathtubs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he helped with the building and he kept him for the janitor
mm-hmm.
after the building was completed. So that's where he worked 16 years for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when he came out, it wasn't with the expectation necessarily that there would be another railroad?
No, it wasn't, no.
Mm-hmm. Did he had he wanted to stay in railroad work?
No, no, he didn't. No, he wanted something different.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he wanted something different.
So how long was it, say, before he went to work for them? What year did he go to work for?
For this Whiting and me? Mm-hmm. Now, this is 28, Jerome, I'm trying to see, 1929,
mm-hmm.
Depression time.
Yeah, so he just managed to get a job about the time it hit.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, just about the time it hit. Yes, it did, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But some people have told me that that in the Black community, people were feeling the depression earlier than say, the white people.
Yes.
Were.
Mm-hmm.
Have you already been noticing?
Well, I guess we had, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't able to get a job, you know, up until that time. Yes,
yeah.
You had felt it, uh-huh.
So it was already... hard times had hit a
yes.
Early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because in those days, it wasn't too many jobs for the colored men. Now, some of them were elevator operators, because my brother-in-law, that's what he was doing at the Broadway department store. He was a elevator operator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could get a job doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 20, last of 28 and 29, you had no opening for that,
mm-hmm.
You know. So anyway, that's why he was shining shoes,
mm-hmm.
until he got this job. And then he kept him for the janitor, so
mm-hmm.
he was kind of blessed. Mm-hmm.
Were your expectations when you came to California, what did you expect to find in Los Angeles, besides the fact that his family was here?
Well, you know, I had read a lot about California in history, different things. And the strangest thing, I told one of my teachers one day, I said, you know, when I get married, I'm going to live in California. I was just talking,
mm-hmm.
because I had just got through reading about all these mountains and different things, you know. And lo and behold, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just expected it to be beautiful like I read about it,
mm-hmm.
and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you were here about a year or so before he got the job at Whiting and Mead?
Not quite a year.
Mm-hmm.
No, not quite a year. It was right after. He came in February, and
oh.
Mm-hmm, he came here first and worked, you know, until he could make enough money to send for me and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It wasn't quite a year.
Uh-huh.
Might have been the last of 28,
mm-hmm.
when he landed that job on 42nd and Alameda. Mm-hmm.
Was he making better pay than he had on the railroad, or had he?
Yes, uh-huh. It was better than what he was making on the railroad.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember about how much he was making in those times?
$25 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it had gone up a bit from when he was on.
Oh,
the,
yes, uh-huh.
On the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Did how long was it before your second child was born?
18 months later.
18 months later. Uh-huh. Yeah, you weren't working.
No, I wasn't working. No, all I could do take care of it. Children. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And were you still living with his sister?
No, we got a place of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. After he got him a job, we got a place of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you rent a home?
Yes, we rented. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where was that that you lived?
That is on East 25th Street where we rented. Uh-huh. And some courts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they were the little
apartments? Uh-huh. The little separate. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How many rooms were there?
We had 3 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so was your second child born?
Well, my second child was born there, and after he was born there, then I got a larger place.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yes.
So your second child was also born at home?
Yes, all of my children were born at home,
mm-hmm.
Except the baby, the youngest one.
Mm-hmm.
He was born out at the General Hospital in 1949.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of them, you see, the doctors and nurses would come at home.
Oh, so
yes.
They would hang out.
Yes, that's what they would.
I forget that there was a time.
Yes, uh-huh, yes, uh-huh,
uh-huh.
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 And the nurse would come every day, you know, to help see about the baby and myself. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Would, Was the doctor a white doctor?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there wasn't any problem getting to come?
No, it wasn't no problem, because you see, I'd go to the clinic during my pregnancy time, you know, we'd go to the clinic. But my second son, I had a color doctor with the second one and the twins.
Mm-hmm.
See, I had my second son, and then my third pregnancy was twins.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a color doctor. And the fourth child, I had a color doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot, Alf, in 1932. Mm-hmm. The same doctor, Dr. Thomas Kiles. It was with Herbert is when I went to the clinic and had the white doctor.
Which clinic?
Downtown. We had a clinic downtown right near the City Hall.
Uh-huh.
That's where it was, right behind the City Hall there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You had a clinic there for the women to go.
How did you travel from?
By streetcar.
By streetcar.
Streetcar, yeah, 5 cents.
Now, was that the first time you'd been living in an area where you could use streetcars and things?
No, because ever since I came out here, you see, 48 and Ascot was where I live, and the streetcar just was on Ascot there. No, we always mm-hmm. been right where we could use the streetcar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But with Los Angeles in Louisiana, you hadn't...
Oh, no, we didn't have no transportation. You had to walk, you know.
Uh-huh.
We had to walk. Some people, very few, you know, had a car or something
mm-hmm.
like that. But we walked everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the places wasn't far, that far. I guess you get used to walking and you don't mind it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know you have something to do, you go on and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then most of your children were born during the Depression then?
Yes.
So you had a son. In
1929. Uh-huh. 1929. Mm-hmm.
And then,
I had twins in 1930.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
had another son in 32.
Mm-hmm.
And another son in 35.
Mm-hmm.
And another son in 37.
Mm-hmm.
Another son in 38. Then I had another one 10 years later.
Uh-huh. Now, before, when you got up to 38, so, I mean, had you, you said originally you wanted 4 children.
Mm-hmm.
Had you thought at all after you had 4 of...
No, I wanted another girl.
Mm-hmm.
But each time it would be a boy.
Uh-huh.
So I gave up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot of children to...
It was. Yes, it was. Kept me busy.
Mm-hmm. What would your days be like?
Working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, taking care of the house, and washing and ironing and bathing the children,
mm-hmm.
fixing lunches. Because
mm-hmm.
They went to... I only lived about 2 blocks from the school, so I'd have them to come home for lunch,
uh-huh.
you know, and get their lunch. Sometime I'd let them take lunch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what most time they'd come home for their lunch.
What school did they go to?
Ascot Avenue,
uh-huh.
McKinley Junior High, and Thomas Jefferson High School.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any child care centers or anything?
Not in those days, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No child care centers in those days. You had kindergarten, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. They just started this child care center, you know, in the later years.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
When your husband would bring home his paycheck,
mm-hmm.
Who managed the
I bill? Did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I had to do the managing.
Did you make decisions about what would be spent for what?
Well, we both would. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both would. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'd write out the list of what we need, and he'd go and shop. He'd do the shopping,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Did, in terms of deciding things for the family and things, how did you and he work that out?
Oh, we always worked it out together.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of time he'd leave it up to me, to my judgment, what I thought would be best, because he'd say he knows, I know how much money I had to work with, so I had to figure out the best you know. Mm-hmm. And so we never did have any problems along those lines because I was a pretty good manager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With as many children as you had, was it getting more difficult to get by or?
No, in those days, you know, you'd have good sales and things. Mm-hmm. And I would always, make company. Always have something in will call. Catch a sale, you know, and go and put up the children's things in the will call, and you pay so much every week on them and get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, May Company, I always had something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the sales ladies, they all knew me. Yes.
You mentioned the children. Were the schools here integrated, or were they, or were most of the schools they went to mainly black children that went to their school?
They were, like in a community, you know, the Negroes moving the community were quite naturally. After white moves out, you wouldn't have too many, you know, it would be just a few,
mm-hmm.
perhaps, you know,
mm-hmm.
I would go there.
So did you still have sort of the same patterns as you had in Louisiana, or did it feel different?
Oh, no, it was different. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, different. And then they had white school teachers, you know, and the kids did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
I felt fine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Did you subscribe to any of the... newspapers like the Eagle or the Sentinel?
Yes, we used to buy the Eagle,
uh-huh.
you know, because it come out once a week, and the boys would sell it, you know, the little boys, you know, that's how they make that extra change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, each family would try to patronize them, you know, help them,
mm-hmm.
anything to encourage them to make a dime, you know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, uh-huh.
So you were reading the Eagle?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Sentinel when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yes, and... Examiner, I used to take it long years ago. Then I turned to the Times, and I've been taking the Times way over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.